Uganda bakuliranye.
And you greet your brethren who is next to you.
Omugambe.
You tell them
that
now we worship what we understand well. And give them the other scripture. That's when you know, which is in John. Give them a scripture in John. Yes. And you say we worship what we understand. Straight. Explain them because when I worship our Lord Jesus Christ, I have a way I moved to understand him yesterday. When I saw his fullness, which makes the entire heavens, even their fullness, even all the earth, is their fullness. And there give them the scriptures. Give them scriptures there. You know, when we got saved, he said from childhood we need scriptures. As soon as you get born again, you had to know scriptures which can make you wise to reach in salvation, which is in Christ Jesus. Give them a scripture there.
Yes, praise
Jesus much. We are going to pass through haste. The whole week we spent it here. All the month we have to finish it.
When
we do not miss a single day. Preparing for campaign revival and restoration of all things, starting the month of August.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
we've been seeing the standard strategies, God's standard strategies of fulfilling his worldwide promised call, where God has called all nations to work with him in his final work on this planet earth. And that work is the revival and restoration of all things that God spoke in his prophets were there from the beginning. It's the Old and the New Testament. They've been known the way they were, the way it has to be, and the way they will be forever. Preparing all nations for the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ, even the end of ages.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
we are going to move on.
But
still there is a word of wisdom and understanding.
It,
of wisdom and understanding,
kutesa,
counsel,
amani,
power,
okumanya kwa Katonda,
knowledge of God,
n'okutya Mukama,
and fear of God,
wamu, n'omwoyo wa Mukama,
even the spirit of the Lord. Yes.
Yes, praise
Amen. Jesus much. There is a word of wisdom. It's a word of wisdom,
kutegera,
understanding,
kutesa,
counsel,
manyi,
power,
kumanya,
knowledge,
okutya Mukama,
fear
Amen.
Of God,
nabita mwoyo wa Mukama,
as the pass through spirit of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Amen. Jesus much. As time will be due, we shall separate one who serves and who never serves God. The righteous and the unrighteous.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Those God's standard strategies we read of fulfilling his worldwide promised call, their strategy is going to be discerned. The one who serves and who never serves God. The righteous and the unrighteous.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because when we heard in Malachi chapter 3, starting from verse 17 to 18, God spoke these words.
Malachi chapter 3,
verse 17.
Era bali babange bwayogera Mukama wejje ku lunaku lwe ndikolerako bali bakiwa muwendo era ndibasonyiwa ng'omusajja bwasonyiwa mutabani we yamuweereza.
And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, In that day when I will make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son that serves him. Yes. A time has come. Those of God to be of God. And he's ready to forgive us
all
that we've done in years back. But he forgives us with one reason of serving him. You to prove you are of God. You are going to serve him. Yes. In the ministers, you've proven you are of God. And you serve him. You're going to move on to discern the one who serves God and who never serve him. The radials and one note. Because you have been proven in God's standard strategies of fulfilling his worldwide promise call, that indeed you are a servant of God. Ever understand one not a servant the way they are? For the holiness which is in God's standard strategies, which make us holy, we differ with those not righteous. According to verse
18,
Malachi chapter 3, verse 18. Then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serves God and him that serves him not. Yes.
It's
time to return to God.
When
you say, turn and get back to me,
me
too, I'll get back to you. Though for a long time,
Israel
or the church has not a true God. But God appeared in our seasons. But all nations command them to return, get back to him.
In
Malachi chapter 3, verse 18, he has said, when you will return, you'll discern between one who serves God and who never serves him. The righteous and the wicked. Why is it like that? Many generations which have passed before, passing through shrines, and they claim they serve God, that they have God. Yes.
Amadini.
Religions. And they say them to serve God. Sure. Different beliefs. And they say, we too we serve God. Sure. A fake salvation. Them to say, we serve God. Even the true salvation. It to say, we do serve God.
So
a trouble came. Who serves God? And who never serves him? Who is righteous? And who is not? After we return, as in this season, God has put their standard strategies of fulfilling the worldwide call. God has called all nations work with him in his final work on the planet. In that work, it's the revival and restoration of all things. Known the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. As he spoke in the prophets there from the beginning. It's the Old and New Testament. Now this season, everyone say they serve. Strategies of separating who and who. Who serves God and who never serves him. Those we started with, you know, we are on the sixth God's standard strategy, known as the harvesters of spirits. Get them on this earth, take them back to heaven. We save them from hell and lake of fire. And we work under two God's heavenly governments on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And this government, God is even the government on the earth, has a responsibility to see
in
the things done in heaven. They are done on earth. Even to see that the council of heaven is established on earth. Praise Jesus much. Because in the Job 38, verse 33,
agamba,
he says, know the commands of heavens, how they are, and can you establish them on the earth? The time has come. The will of God has done in heaven be done on earth. In the counsel of God of heaven
be
established on earth. And we have God's government, the governments of the earth, called the central government, God's heavenly governments on the earth. It has a responsibility to reconcile governments of the world with God's heavenly government on the earth, which works at his embassies, the church. Praise
Amen.
Jesus Christ. Even to prove to nations that God rules 99% in their governments. It means what? There is going to be a great working
God
to show proof of those things.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Same way I want to tell you,
government is
we see both these two gods, heavenly governments on the earth. Each of them has eight departments. And in both departments, there are different divisions. Proof everything is done very well. And you will start away. Know how we are seeing the eight departments which make up God's heavenly government on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we are on the sixth department of the teaching priests in the Holy Church of God on the earth. As a responsibility, as we saw, we last saw a responsibility,
division,
seven divisions, responsibilities of teaching priests to reveal the full knowledge of God. It's the fullness of God to reveal the presence of God. It's the glory of God to reveal works of his hands of the entire heaven, even all the earth, even the entire new heaven and the new earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. If we are able to reach the fullness of God the Word,
know
as the Son Jesus Christ, and it makes up the entire heavens and the earth, even their fullness. And it moved to show you that there has been a way of not serving God. What they serve, they never understood it.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much. Fulfill
Malachi chapter 3, verse 17 and 18, that God is ready to forgive us things we've done before. But the reason he forgives us, we become his, him alone. The sign we prove we are his alone and we serve him alone. The other, that we have discerned the one who serves God and who never serve him, the righteous, even the wicked.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
Let's repeat Malachi chapter 3.
Malachi esule yokusato nolu nyiriri ole kumina umunana.
Malachi chapter 3 verse 18.
Awole mulida ne mwawule mutukirivu no mubi.
Then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serves God and him that serves him not. Yes. When we shall return, we discern one who serves God and who never serve him, the righteous and the unrighteous. Because right from the wizards, they all say they serve God. Religion, we to serve God. Yes. Groups of different beliefs,
where
the Jehovah's, Latter-day Saints, that Jesus alone, I hear Noah,
Mormons,
Latter-day Saints, Mormons. That's them to serve God. You wonder?
Uh-huh.
Okay. There is also the false salvation.
They
don't mind whether you'll reach in heavens or not.
So
much in the material gain gospel of the world and the selling of miracles, which make us enemies of God. And they sink us in the lust of the world. So God had said,
"First
seek for my kingdom and righteousness. This you need, I will add them to you."
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Okay,
there is a true salvation. But it, how will it be known?
The
trouble had come long.
God
said, let me first bring my standard strategies.
We
discern one who serves God and who never serve him, the righteous and the one not. For we have his holiness. Yes.
They
own the holiness. They are in the children of men. Now then God will be what?
We have prophet number one.
We have his prophet number one.
His grace.
We have his grace.
But none in it,
they own the grace.
Then
God they took it from him. Every, all of it. You know people with stubbornness? And people are filled of stubbornness in their hearts. Filled of madness.
In Isaiah
32, verse
6,
he says these words.
Isaiah chapter 32,
verse
6. Okukola ebyobukusa eri Katonda n'okwogera ebikyamu ku Mukama, okulumya enjala obulamu bw'omuyala n'okumalawo ow'ennyonta kye yandinywedde.
Let's come from verse 5.
Isaiah 32:5.
Isaiah chapter 32 verse 5.
Omugwagwa nga tebakyamuyita mugabi, so n'omukodo nga tebamuyita wa kisa.
The foolish person shall be no more called noble, not the miser said to be bountiful. Yes. The foolish will appear foolish. And the foolish will no more call them wise. No. He's a foolish. He's going to appear foolish. God is standard strategies of fulfilling his worldwide promised call. You are going to appear indeed, and you are a typical fool, and you're so foolish. Those who started yesterday, we heard. Others are still arguing. Jesus is not son of God. We say he's God. And he was the word, and his God is together with God.
And
though he became son, he never stopped being God. In the same way,
in
him being God, he has his fullness. Mixed up into heavens and earth.
There's
nothing you tell us. You're going to appear foolish. Arguing Jesus not being son of God. God
is built
as and the foolish has to appear foolish.
A miser,
you will be miser. Yes.
So
repeat that verse. Isaiah chapter 32, verse 5. The foolish person shall be no more called noble, nor the miser said to be bountiful. Yes. The foolish.
There
are some people. And their foolishness is open. The others on the pulpit speak things not right.
He
said, clap your hands if wisdom has come. But he has said to people, check your neighbors, see whether they have those hairs in their parts. And the foolish is indeed a fool.
Zibasanze.
Woe unto them. Because God
reasoned
with the standard strategies in doing his final work on this planet
Earth,
in revival and restoration of all things. Now after
a standards,
the foolish has to appear a fool.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We are in the word of wisdom. And it brings understanding.
And
it enlightens in the counsel of God. And it shows you the power of God. It brings light of knowledge. And it brings fear of God to hate evil. It
passes
spirit of living God. Move, give us glorifying of God. Hear what verse 6 says. Isaiah chapter 32, verse 6.
Kubanga omugwagwa aliyogera ebyobugwagwa, n'omutima gwe gulikola ebitali bya butuukirivu, okukola ebyokuvuma Katonda n'okwogera ebyobukuusa ku Mukama, okulumya enjala obulamu bw'omuyala, n'okumalawo ennyonta ey'okugwa.
For the foolish person will speak foolishness, and his heart will work iniquity to practice hypocrisy, and to utter error against the Lord, to make empty the soul of the hungry, and he will cause the drink of the thirsty to fail. Yes. The foolish.
Again,
they are going to speak foolishness. Don't be surprised. God has something to do. Everyone who claim be in his name,
he
left them commit and do every foolishness. Others, I see they are shaving women, their pubic hairs in the synagogues. Others, they unclothe them to bath them. Others, their ministers are called breast and honey ministry. Breasts and honey.
Ministry.
Others,
many
delivers demons, kiss you. Those foolish people. Others are fallen minds. They speak tongues they don't understand. As they babble in foolishness. They have spoken foolishness. The person rich to say, that I've spoken, it's not of born again. But I've spoken it.
Yeah.
I tell him, you, have you come from the shrine now? Salvation, you've moved out of it. And he supports people. It is good to have children outside your marriage. That is how he said. That because you may give birth to all children and they are all dafted. They birth in one wife and they are all dafted. That the two born outside the marriage were one twice. Now you get foolish boy like that. After your foolishness has filled up, God has risen a standard.
It's
proof a foolish will be appear fool. Because in his heart is filled of works of iniquity. And they practice hypocrisy. As the utter error against the Lord. Speak on God things of error. And God say, you say he has sent you. But you speak things which are not worthy. That God sent you. Everyone who kissing your shoe will get anointing. God sent you such foolishness. You think God is not gentle?
It has not
spiritual fruits, including gentleness.
There
even those told us that God told him to eat with a mad person, and after he gets anointed. Friends, anointing was in a mad person. Others, they say, that the other told him, get out the shoe of that minister, you kiss one by one of his toys, I give you anointing. I've not seen a prophet before, neither an apostle.
But
the foundation we are planting,
we
told to the congregation such foolish things. But in the name of the Lord, and they speak foolishness about God, and they finish all sanity from all souls. They say here,
make empty the souls of the angry.
Era ababali nenjala ememeza wenewazi fula empty.
They
come with the first of the world.
They
send the small scripture you have, and they take it, finish it.
Even
the fear of God you had, and they swallow the all of it. And you remain the first, the word, until you fall. Until you regret salvation and you give up, and you go back in the world. You are joking. They have many schemes with themselves.
But
that is to be like that for a reason. If you read verse 3, as I finish this word of wisdom and understanding, Isaiah chapter 32, verse
3.
And the eyes of them that see shall not be dim, and the ears of them that hear shall listen. Verse
4.
The heart also of the rash shall understand knowledge, and the tongue of the stammerer shall be ready to speak plainly. Verse 5.
Isaiah 32,
verse 5. The foolish person shall be no more called noble, nor the miser said to be bountiful. Yes. After this has happened, Isaiah chapter 32, verse 3. In the eyes of one who sees, no more hold in the darkness. I've seen all the scriptures. And you finish to understand. Yes. In your ears. And they have listened to the words. The
hearts
of one who has been lush, understood knowledge. And tongues of the stammerers, they
are
speak plainly the truth.
Now,
there are a fool will appear a fool. That's why I advise you wisdom in the word as you hear. That if you decide to be of God, be of God. Give him a sign of God. Serve him. Decide righteousness. For time has come, the wicked will be wicked. Even righteous will commit more righteousness. Because there are schemes.
When you reach that
2030, 2040, and the righteous have been separated from the wicked in the midst of the world. Yes. And the righteous have been segregated in jobs, in every sector. You refuse to go into sodomy. 2030, 2040.
Man.
Now you must have proof by now. We have to bring the power of God on this earth. It's going to sustain us when the situation is like that. But do not be lukewarm.
For schemes
moving on of the devils, everything of God is destroyed. Even those who get saved, they don't totally get saved. They remain hot, neither cold, neither hot. That God may spit them out. That will not stand help them in the times of being surrounded. That's why you always get cold. You always get cold in the Lord.
What were abakuoza?
Those who get called. You've given up yourself. You weaken every time.
Sasira.
You have mercy on yourself. Praise Jesus much.
In verse
7 he says this.
Isaiah
chapter 32 verse 7.
Era n'ebintu by'omukodo bibi. Asala enkwembi okuzikiriza omuwombeefu n'ebigambo eby'obulimba atalina kintu ne bwayogera eby'ensonga.
The schemes also of the schemer are evil. He devises wicked plans to destroy the poor with lying words. Even when the needy speaks justly. Let me tell you, you see, the wicked will appear and they are wicked.
Before
you speak just things, they want to destroy you. Praise Jesus much. Now the time has come where we have to implement the plans of God. Let's read BC.
Isaiah chapter 32,
verses
8.
But the noble plans, noble things, and by noble things shall he stand.
Yes. No.
That the one who is a giver. They speak of the noble. The noble. Plans noble things. And the noble things of God. Through them he will stand.
We
are going to be noble.
Yes.
We must have noble plans. God is standard strategies. The plans by which we move,
it's
the nobles of God in the midst of the world. Praise Jesus much. But as he said in Revelation, that the wicked will be more wicked. Even the righteous appear weak, righteous. Now you have to choose. These things of being neither side, stop that. Yes.
But
they can no more work. Let's read here. Revelation chapter 22, verse
11.
He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. Verse 12.
Labanji jamangu, nempera yange erinange, okusasula buli muntu ng'omulimu gwe bweguli.
And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. Yes.
Omugwagwa.
The one who is filthy, let him be filthy still. The one unjust, not righteous. If you decide the time has come to separate one who serves, who never serves God, the righteous, even one not. We say the one righteous commit more righteousness. The one holy keep yourself more holy. Brethren, the season of being either side is over. You're going to be taken by the evil generation. Don't know even power which has sustained you. That you still confess name Jesus. Many have fallen in nations who were believing Jesus. You no more believe him again. Nations who had many Christians. Mostly born again Christians. They are no more there. Those who seem to go for fellowships, it's fake. They're in the material things of the world. Heaven. They forgot it. That is why you see slowly by slowly they begin to make weddings of homosexuals. All the ways and they change them. If you look to men and women, those churches they call the of born again Christians, those ones, and you see the way they clothe, never differs with the Illuminatis, does not differ with homosexuals. The hairstyles they cut, my God, the musicians, choirs, if you see them, these men, the devil's made schemes, and they ruined the church. They have waited to proclaim. As they're going to proclaim those, we are going to proclaim the work of God. And it has standard strategies. But as he told you in Revelation chapter 3, that choose whether we are hot nor cold. Choose whether you serve God or you appear righteous or you decide never serve Him, and you be unrighteous. You do things of your wickedness, the which is hell and the lake of fire. This season, no more being nowhere you fall. Are we together? For you're going to call God. In any side, he will not answer you. But you know, in James, he says, the prayer of those who doubt, they are not answered by God. What are you to do? Which the devils are to put there? Going to know which side you have to be on. In all this you see, I hear petrol prices are
deep.
I hear wars are happening. They are squeezing man. Have to make them choose, decide what they want.
Ghana,
you refuse to sign a homosexual bill.
You're
going to mess up petrol prices. Prices of commodities shoot up until we squeeze you. Talk the world to call them to serve God. Now you see your bad love.
See,
you discovered other riches and treasures. They are going to do all possible to put wars here. If you decide to serve God, things of lukewarm, you stop them. You decide, choose God to serve Him in righteousness. Are we together? You speak with your brethren. Are you on the real network of God or you're elsewhere? What have they told you? Ask them, are you on the network of God? Or those on the network of God? Here are the words of God. Have they heard well? What have they decided? What have they decided? Tell them to make a vow. When they break what they have decided, may God beat them. Let's see whether you're sure.
You.
Speak to each other, don't involve me. Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3, verse 15. I know your works, that you are neither cold or hot. Revelation chapter 3, verse 15.
I know your works,
that you are neither cold or hot. I would that you were cold or hot. Yes. He knows your works. Let me tell you, you don't need to explain me much. Your works explain it. The way your mind of God. The way you want to
serve
Him. The way you yearn for righteousness.
It proves
whether you're holding a call. The way you yearn for fire of the word. For fire never wants to be put up. It needs to always light every time. Yes. But fire, we get it passed through the word.
So
the word of God is the consuming fire. It will be hot.
But
if you don't mind of the word, you understand where you fall. I see the coldness you are in. We see you yearning for food. You are so cold. This physical usual food, you forget man never lives by that food, but every word from the mouth of God, and where trouble comes, if you refuse to decide to be hot, filled fire of the word of God, you preach it to others, you gotten called, God will spit you out of His mouth. Among those He speaks of in heavens, you're not a man. In heavens, God speak about us. But you wish to trouble Him much. You're not hot, neither cold. You don't choose righteousness, neither wickedness.
To commit
wickedness and the same time righteousness.
Listen,
that one never speak of Him here in heavens. Angel Gabriel came to Daniel. He said, highly beloved, your words when they were spoken, heavens we heard them, and the command was released. That's why we've come. For you are highly beloved. You're spoken of in heavens. When you speak on earth, heavens lay the heart there. But when you're like that, now look the way you are. Someone said, oh, choose me false like that. I see you. I see the way you get called. At times you get so righteous. At times you commit wickedness much. At times you mix them. Righteousness little, sinning a little. You are in that cycle. As you say, God knows it. He knows what you agreed with Him. You see the little commit righteousness, you agreed where with Him about that. He said, be holy. For me too, I am holy. Did say, be a little holy for your humans, but don't get so holy like me. Are we there?
We wow.
The word of wisdom is just real. It just turned against us. Let's finish verse 16. Revelations chapter 3, verse
16.
So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spit you out of my mouth. Yes. If you are like that, God says, I'll spill you out of my mouth. No more speaking about you in heaven. No sending angel, neither Holy Spirit. When He sent for you, He said, angel soul, go serve this person. No more speaks about you. In this mouth, don't speak of you about what? Can't even tell Holy Spirit, help this one. The moment you're heading on to, we need God so much. And that we are really needing. But that coming, it's not far. We need God so much. We have to decide to be of God. To be His servants. To decide, choose righteousness. To decide, be hot with fire. Be filled fire of the word of God. As we move it, as we preach it. It's where you shall speak.
We
pray He will hear. See, it is like this. Any person in ways which are lukewarm, neither hot nor hot, I'm of God, I'm not. I serve God, I don't serve. I am holy, not holy. Though they pray, For the prayer of the righteous, what avails much in its work? You are there. You wait.
It's
always we've been praying.
You've
been in the synagogues. You make noise. You yell.
Oh
God.
Fire
again. Come show yourself. I shown what issue. You've never decided. Are we together? Apostle, you pray for us. And you reach there, he tells you. Apostle, let's speak concerning your issues. Don't bring issues of that person. I'm not even speak their name. And God does not want to speak you up. Don't bring issues of that person. Don't pray for them. I will not hear. We speak what concerns you, what do you want? And you've taken an issue of someone is bad love. I don't want to speak issues for that person. We speak what concerns you. What you have, is it enough or I add you? I give you even theirs. Are we together? Now you are going to need God. You are going to need to know Him. You have to take a special decision. Satan is snared you with the trap of being hot, no cold. Time of seeing sorrow and distress. You will go call, he will never answer. You feel you fear hell so much. But you refuse to have strategies which reach you in heaven.
Yet,
all strategies you move by, they show you are preparing for hell.
Amen.
God did what you do.
They
explain where you're preparing for.
So
you're preparing for where you do not want to go.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't
get saddened. It's a word of life. You speak to your brethren. They have not told you to get saddened like that. They have told you decide. Getting saddened is not to decide.
Yakobo.
James chapter 1.
Yakobo esure soka n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
James chapter 1 verse 5.
Naye obanga omuntu yenna kumwe aweebuuka mu magezi asabenga Katonda atamma awabonna sotakaayuuka era galimuweebwa.
If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally and reproaches not, and it shall be given him. Verse
6.
But let him ask in faith, not withering. For he that doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Yes. If you move in the life of being hot, not cold, you are of God, not of God. You are a servant, you are not. You are holy, you are not. You are like a wave there.
It moves
tossed here and there. And you reach even prayer. Them two are like that. They
wave
like a wave.
Yes,
come on.
Lagamani.
Show your power.
They
say you see. I show which power.
You
know what issue? On you. You tell me, come out, show myself. I'll show myself, beat you. Because your hot night cold. Prayers are there. They're like a cloud with thunders. Pray, they never make meaning. Let's pray to finish here.
James chapter 1, verse 7. kubanga omuntu oyo talowooza nga ngaaliweebwa ekintu kyonna eri mukama waffe.
For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord.
Omuntu ow'emyoyo ebiri tanywera mu makubo ge gonna.
A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
Olinyo lw'omwenda.
Verse 9.
Naye owooluganda omukopi yeenyumirizenga olw'obukulu bwe.
Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted.
Olinyo lw'ekkumi.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So omuntu ali bwati.
So a person like that.
Buguma to buguma.
Your boat neither cold.
Oli wa Katonda, toli wa
you Katonda. Are of God, you are not of God.
Uweleza Katonda,
tomuweleza. You serve God, you do not serve God.
Ulichisa tuwa mkupika api.
Every time we are trying to persuade you.
Nekuwa rozera tunawela kwa
kwe. I don't think we shall be on you.
Uri yu nava wandika kumamoto kagamu.
Even those who ride on their cars.
Try Jesus.
Gezako Yesu.
Ania kugame yu sisabu.
Who tells you this is not a shrine?
Yesu jepa mugeza
abu. Jesus, they do not try on. You try on what? May I wonder, you try on who?
Katonda.
God? Jesus, they do not try on him. Calls you after you're tired of all. When you're tired of all, tried everywhere. Jesus, they don't try on his side, you come, the whole of you.
Who's
still trying among you? Why do things of trials on Jesus?
No, if you go to
the cross, means you still try him, see. Will he work for me?
I do not
Jesus may not work for me, and I go to Satan and it's just me. So you are like that. Sad.
I understand
Satan when he sees you like this. Let's familiarize God being that state.
Don't
get being hot, neither cold.
Enjoys
those foolish things you do. So let's say that apostle insults us. I say you're foolish. I say you're not foolish. But the things you do, they are of foolishness.
What
are those foolish things? They are wise. Teacher Jacob saying, you are just like your works. But in Isaiah 26, verse 16,
says,
when they have seen distress, when they come to you, and they pour prayers, and they pray, and they're like in pain, of
birth,
oh God, Jesus, come out.
He said,
prayers never brought salvation.
But
I will wait you in distress moments. I will wait you. You come. You make noise to me. Yes. He will wait for you. Okay. Yes. The times of sin
distress,
they will come to me. And they rush. Prayer, which prayer? Of warfare. Prayer to be given. For repentance on Jesus. But there are too much on you don't know if you
want to
be the devil. You go.
Man.
Which, even what to do, you do not know it. For you were always called no heart. But we are preparing for God in all seasons. In all seasons, we chose God. We decided to be servants. Decided righteousness. We fight all wickedness in every way. I don't know you, what you say.
Msumba.
Sure.
It's
just enough.
Man.
Why study fullness of God when you've not yet decided? Why do you know God then? You wait when you'll see distress. You run quick. He too waits for you. It's okay. You familiarize me.
In
times of your distress, I am waiting for you. Are we together?
Yes, we
are. Praise Jesus much. Are we together? You will read Isaiah chapter 26, verse 16. Times of sin, sorrow and problems, he too will not answer
you.
But when he speaks in Daniel, he says, those who know their God, they will do great exploits. Those who know their God. It ends saying the Jacob, chapter 5, the prayer of the righteous man avails much in his working. Must know you are God, you choose to serve him, serve the righteousness, you are going to do great exploits. You are going to pray prayers and they are fulfilled.
Yes, we
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
Let's read that scripture.
Daniel chapter 11,
verse
32.
In such as do wickedly against the covenant, shall he corrupt by flattery. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and take action. Yes. Others will be converted, leave God, go back to wizards,
ancient
religions of Satan, beliefs of Satan, false salvation. But we will know our God. We are going to do great exploits. Great exploits. God is so ready. So to lose power of the Holy Spirit that unlimited. But he wants, we have to decide. Seasons of discernment. One who serve God will never serve him. The righteous and one not. Decide. There's no more time. In James chapter 5, he
said,
if you be righteous, your prayer will avail much. Prayer, you'll pray a little. Not the others have been. 3 hours your prayer. The world is corrupting. Which prayers are those who pray? You prayed when you've not decided.
Your
denied what you speak. Now, prayers we have to pray. We have to pray when we decided. We choose God. We decide to serve him. We decide righteousness. We decide working within power.
Amen.
Aha.
Yakobo esule yokutano nolo nyiriri ole kumi na mukaga.
James chapter 5, verse 16.
Kale mwatuliganenga ebibibia mwemwe kana mweka. Musaviraganenga mulioke muwone.
Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Yes. All the sins, we take them away.
Where
we be healed. We become holy. Prayer of the righteous.
It's going to
avail much in its working. You pray one thing. You work 7 days. You pray 2. You work 14. You pray 3. You work 21.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
You
stand on your feet, you tell him, Lord,
each
and one get from bottom of your heart, Lord, I decide today.
For
times of deciding, they have come.
Times of
the Malachi chapter 3, verse 18, when you return, you
will
serve one who serve God,
will
never serve him, the righteous, and one knows, Lord, I decided.
Lift up your
voice, tell him.
I want to hear in
the name of Jesus.
Father
Almighty,
King
of Kings, come again in your presence.
As we do
a great decision to fulfill scriptures of truth.
Basically
in Jeremiah, chapter
3,
verses
19.
I put you in the children. I'll give you
a
heritage of your children. And when you return, you return unto me and call me Father all the days. I never backslide.
King
of Kings, lift
our voices
and decide today
to
join to you.
We
be your servant, Father.
We
be your servant.
We
be your holy ones.
Work
with you
this last
day. Oh, Father Almighty,
King
of Kings, you have accused us many cases.
We've been
revelation chapter 3, verses 15
and
16. We say that
we are
neither hot, neither cold.
Oh,
King of Kings, we decide to be hot. We decide to be
hot.
We decide this day, oh God, we
need
to decide
after
under your fire. Your children,
Uganda,
of
beside you.
Ebigambo ebikulu.
bigamba
jo
kutambula ko mwe mtu
kufumanya
mumaji kusimbura mu Uganda wano
na
revival kama tutudo
huko
no tukakanya
mushaburi
ya chikumenyasa
mushaburi
chikumenyasa
otuma
moyo gone bitonde no sabu jama so dance kama tusomela ko
revival
ukuja kongo tuwote moyo wao
asona
kubisha mucha
ungeriyevo
ndani ya sura soka orinyoro rekomendasa
14
ogamba malaika jemejuwa
wabaka
ndo kuweresha wabaka ndo sikira burokosi
kulibeta
kafokora na wabukama
tupaka
na wasi wana wanaona
utume
10 kumesama malaika
erango
mwe mtu kuvaya kurembe jebo
batu
ejate konga lero
usase
wo kabaka baka baka
side of king of kings
tusase wo mweza we bitu yona
side of almighty
we mare kabaka baka baka
thank you king of kings
kotuo kusarawo kulunji
give us a good decision today
budi abatai no okuchama cha
everyone who has been errant
budi abadare mere duo kusarawo ayi kama
everyone failed to decide lord
okusarawo kwe katondo mo amazi
choose you the one true god
nekwiso yesu kuyatuma
Christ Jesus is saying
sabo ayogera mu Yohana
17:3
turobula mu butagwa
eternal life
kwe kumanya kwe katondo mo amazi
choose you the one true god
nekwiso yesu kuyatuma
Christ Jesus is saying
kama tusarawo
lord we decide
tusarawo tuo kusarawo
decide
Muyayanire
yan for him
muyayanire wekana wekawori
for him you where you are
murago kusara woku osazewo
show him the decision you've made
muyayanirenga ekanisa mu Uganda sikuroweka
as church in Uganda not by you alone
uliranga weti se kanisa mu Uganda
feel your current church in Uganda
ulirango weti se kanisa
feel your current
kubanga bega irish
for intercessors
beti kobi bwa balala
carry the evils of others
baya yana kuruwa balala
for sake of others
ulirange kanisa musione eri kumutwego
on the whole world is on your head
eri kubega begayo
on your shoulders
yeye ana no burumi obwabaji
with pains of many
na siwo mu
not for one
yeye ana
ngomo
yo moye ana
as the spirit
no kushindo kutayogereka
kuruwa
watu bona
for all people
yeye ana kuruwa babazikira musione
yes get destroyed in the world
yenge chiba vira ko kusikira
babu
sio kumanya
nemu
kama gwa kwoto kumanya
yeye
anira kuruwa bwe
okame
kama tusimurure tusingane za dere riziko
erizo
were dua
ezale
rizikira
get destroyed
Mugame nze basumba
tell them of the pastor
nze batume
I'm apostle
nze banabi
I'm the prophet
tukuono nye
we have transgressed against
twa kuleka homo kama
we forsook your law
yetukobere okwegomba question
the last of the world
nze muwere zawe yakwegana
I have to deny you
nze muwere zawe yogere bita sana
be what is right
Jesus was sharing your yes
in the name of Jesus
erinya risinga manya mukona mugure kusi
nze
bade ndiyogera mwe bita sana
nze
bade muwere zapa
be the servant of steel
nze muwere zalimbi
nze servant of light
nze muride bita sana
please not right.
But
I pray have mercy.
Nadalanza muereza mu Uganda.
Most in Uganda.
Nkuswazi sanyo.
I am ashamed you much.
Onangiri demosiona.
Proclaiming my world.
Ntindi ugwanga
lianja
uro.
Special nation.
Egwanga itwa revival motiona.
Let's take revival in the world.
Nayasikade nkuswaza.
I made a shaming you.
Onsasire ayimukama.
Say oh Lord.
Onsasire onzikirizerero.
Accept me today.
Mukama,
Lord, let me be yours.
Uganda.
It's me, Uganda.
It's me, Uganda.
The church in Uganda.
It's
your servant in Uganda. You committed sin.
Proclaimed
the nations. Spoken of
me.
Different prophets in the world.
But they are
supposed to ashamed you.
Mu Uganda moto.
Uganda moto.
Nagamba nti naimi
I
said I
will stand for you.
Kuruwa katonda na nsi yange.
But I've been faithful. Eras back. I
said,
may the Lord be yours. And
we
thank God with our hand clap
for
accepting us as today. I know if he's drawn us
and
entered in the first heaven,
enter
us in the second tomorrow,
bring
us in the third on throne,
and
on the other
day he will
introduce us to the Father.
He
accept us. Thank him with the hand clap and the applause. Thank him with the hand clap and applause and thank him.
Then you
have transgressed too much.
That
did not cast me from your presence.
He did
not
have
taken away your Holy Spirit.
Accepted
me be the offspring.
Accepted
me be your child.
Accepted
me be your, my God.
Make me
your servant. And I serve
you.
You accept
it.
You be righteousness.
Okirizo kumpa obutukirivu.
Give me holiness.
Okirizo kwanukula okusaba kwange.
Answer my prayer.
Wevare Yesu.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wevare omwoyo omutukufu.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. I request you to sit down. You sit in your chair.